Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, lads, listen to this. According to new research from NUI Galway, there will be a significant population of false widow spiders in every county in Ireland within the next 2 decades. This is just horrific news for anyone who is afraid of spiders like myself. And a bite from one of these lads is no joke. Our regular ICU nurse, Sarah Kearns, has joined me in studio to tell us, what do you actually do if you're unlucky enough to be bitten by one? Sarah Kearns, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
The thoughts of these little fellas.
And I wanted to get you in because I saw on your Instagram, you just start talking about what you do if you get bitten by one of these lads. And I was like, why? Should we really be concerned about this?
So you should probably know what to do. But the main thing is, right, so the two main types of spiders that are really common in Ireland, in urban areas in particular, are what's called the giant house spider. And they can go up to 12 centimetres in diameter. That's pretty big for Ireland. And then the other one is this false widow. So they're kind of new enough. They're like in recent years that their population has grown. And the reason it's grown is because they can live for 5 years. And
what?
Then they lay up to 800 eggs a year. So then their population, they're pretty resilient little fellas. So they're, you know, the black widow, we would have, the spider. So it's in that family of spiders.
Okay.
But the big thing is their venom isn't fatal. So you're not going to, if you do get a bite, it's not going to kill you, but you can get quite a nasty bite from them. But they're not aggressive spiders.
Ah, would you stop?
I know.
Are you afraid of spiders? You sound like you're not.
Well, okay, so there's a difference. Okay, so having a fear of spiders is a normal, that is totally fine. They're horrible looking yokes. And those giant house spiders, they move like the wind.
They do.
They're absolutely enormous. They're so big, they could speak 4 languages. Mm-hmm. Let's say if you gave, oh God, you can see the hair on their legs.
Yeah, yeah.
But so that's, it's normal to have a fear, but an absolute phobia is like a crippling, like life altering, like it's all you can think about, like having a phobia of something. And actually phobias start in childhood. So usually they don't really know why people get particular phobias, but usually it's something that happened in childhood that you got a fright, you got a bite, you got something happened, and then it develops over the years. So I definitely have a fear, but like we were just talking about there, I remember traveling when I was in Chiang Mai in Thailand. Loads of people have done this trekking and you have to sleep in these huts on the ground, right? So they drape these spiders' nets over you and they tuck them, you're tucked in so you can't pee or anything during the night, you can't get out. Anyway, you wouldn't. You look up and there is spiders all over the walls, like these tarantulas all over the ceilings, and sometimes they drop down and you hear them hitting the net during the night, these massive spiders. And I remember the same in the Amazon, we had to walk along this jetty, that the entire ceiling of this jetty, all you'd be have to step over these huge, big, hairy tarantulas. Oh. Yeah, I know. Not for the faint-hearted.
Okay, but so that's your own fault for going to the Amazon.
So I have a fear for sure. It used to be worse, but actually because there isn't an... So there's sometimes people have fears, but actually apparently it's a learned fear as well. There's an element of it. So that children sometimes can just inherit that from their parents or guardians, whatever. Because if I'm really, really super scared, all I'm going to do is scare my kids. So I've had to get really brave. Like famously once my friend who's a guard, I knew he was on the beat in the area and there was an absolutely massive one in the hall and it wouldn't move. And it was one of those giant ones. And he actually came in all his reflective gear and removed it from the house. Like full of guard.
Okay. So you have a
fear. I've had to become brave.
Okay. I get that. And my kids know I'm afraid of spiders. They're not really afraid, but I have a phobia. I wake up in the middle of the night and I think I've seen one and they're not there.
Yeah.
Like I check
hear them running around along your duvet.
All right, Sarah. All right.
But 88% of the bites are that they're trapped in your clothes or in your bed.
Really?
I always have a quick peek. You know, when I just get into the bed, I just have a quick peek inside that they can get caught in the duvet. You know, like it's out in the line or whatever.
Okay.
I know. Okay, so that's 80%. But anyway.
So they came here in 99, didn't they?
Yeah.
They came here in 99.
So it's only a new thing. But they're resilient. So they're the false widow ones. So you can get bitten. But it's like with anything with bites, okay, some people get really bad bites and some people get minor. So some people will just get a little tiny nip and they won't even notice it and everything's fine. But some people can get bitten by these, right? And it depends on you, depends on the spider. So maybe the spider is bigger. so as bigger fangs to get into your skin or whatever causes it. But you can get, the bites can go anywhere from like a tiny little red bump right up. You can get nausea, you can get vomiting, you can get like redness and swelling in the area is normal, and usually that dissipates quite quickly. But people can develop nausea, vomiting, headaches, body tremors, cold and hot flushes. And actually what can happen, and the thing that reaches the news is that occasionally, it's rare, occasionally people can get really bad bacterial infections and necrosis, which is death of the skin tissue, and that you have to go in and get hot. Some people end up in hospital for a week on antibiotics. But that is a rare scenario, but okay, it can happen.
So as a nurse, have you dealt with many false widow bites?
I have seen, yeah, people come in with a thing called what's called cellulitis, so an infection of the skin from that, and they have to go on intravenous antibiotics, and they have to get that like 4 times a day, absolutely, like in terms of antibiotics, kitchen sink thrown at them. You can get quite sick from it. But what you need to do if you're bitten by one of these, you need to wash it with soap and water.
Okay.
That's the first thing you do. Just that, get that, mainly for the bacteria side of things. The venom has gone into your skin, but it would get rid of any kind of bacteria away from this. So soap and water. Then cold pack. And you know the way we put cold packs on things, and that basically makes the skin cold, so stops blood coming up to that area. That's what you want, okay? So you don't want blood coming up to the area, because if blood comes up to the area, it makes it swell, it makes it sore, it makes it, that's what causes the redness. So soap and water, put a cold pack, an ice pack if you had it, a bag of peas, whatever, from the fridge. Elevate the area. We want, again, the blood not coming to the area. So if you elevate something, the blood now has to travel uphill. It'll drain it back. Right, avoid scratching, because again, if you do scratch it, you have bacteria. Imagine how dirty you're under your nails is. You can get bacteria into the area. Usually you're going to be okay, do that. If you're worried, so just say you get bitten and it gets red and swollen, but then you kind of think, actually, I think that redness is swelling. What you can do is mark the area. So get a little Bic wire or whatever you have, a little Sharpie or whatever, and just mark around the area. And then you're able to see if the redness goes beyond this little marked area. Go to your pharmacy, it's absolutely brilliant. Listen, they'll have all sorts of over-the-counter stuff just to help with the pain. But if you are worried, just say you get bitten and sort of 12 hours, that night you start getting nausea and vomiting, you need to go to a doctor, because you just don't know how bad, you know, if you're going to get sick. Is this a sign that bacteria has got into your body and that you're going to have a bad infection? So, you know, nausea and vomiting isn't a great sign after these, so you definitely need to go to your doctor.
Why are they biting people when they're asleep? What are we doing to them?
It's just defensive. So they basically get a fright and they bite you. So the false widows look totally different. So you know these giant house spiders, these ones that I was talking about?
I killed one the other day with a slipper. Yeah.
Well, good. I tell you, it probably took a few bashes.
It did. Ran faster when I missed him the first time.
So do you know why they're coming into our house?
It's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Do you know our house is basically Love Island for spiders at the moment? So they don't like the cold and they want to have babies, so they retreat into our warm houses, into sheltered areas to lay their eggs. But then that's the women spiders. So then the boy spiders are coming in looking for women. So basically they're in procreating inside our house.
Lovely. They're
mating.
Riding
Thanks.
Rings around
yeah
themselves.
Inside in our house. So that's why they're coming in. One of the things you could consider is last year only 20 recorded bites of false widows.
Okay.
Which is definitely that's only a tiny bit. But if you do get bitten, the false widows, right?
Yeah, what's the look
Google,
like?
They're brown. They got a big fat bulbous back on them. So they look totally different to these giant, you know, the ones that are on Instagram, these big giant house spiders, right? They look totally different. They're brown in colour. And what's distinctive about them, they have big fat backs and they have these markings on their backs. It kind of nearly looks like a skull on their back.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they'll leave their webs and come in and lay their eggs inside. But it's actually worth a Google just so you get your head. They're the most common urban spiders. And the reason that they're growing, as I say, they're lasting 5 years, but they're predominantly urban spiders. I know. Imagine how fat they get after 5 years from eating all the bugs. But they're in urban areas because they don't like the cold, so they're going to come in and they're looking for sheltered areas. So that's why they're going to come in. They're more drawn to sort of built up urban areas. They're not out in forests as much, you know, that kind of way. But have a Google, make sure you know what they look like. If you get bitten, do that first aid. And then the other thing you can do is the National Poison Centre. They're amazing. They're out in Beaumont. Ring them and just say, hey, listen, I'm after getting a bite. Because if you don't, if nobody knows how many people are getting bitten, then we don't really know how serious it is.
Oh, it's serious.
I know.
Just shoot me, this texter says. Shoot me now. Can we not have a new variety of bunnies or butterflies?
I know.
Or something rather than eight-legged monsters that literally bring me to the verge of a mental breakdown. I hate them. This is horrific. No sleep for me for the rest of my life.
But you know, they're eating all our flies
I
and all the minging stuff.
I'll take the flies over something that can bite me or my children and put me in hospital any day, Sarah. Hi, Jen. I think I got bitten in bed by a spider. Yeah. Now I'm going to be checking my bed every night. Traumatised after Sarah's experience on spiders when she says they get trapped in your clothes. I nearly vomed. So we should be checking our clothes.
Yeah, just have a bit of a shakeout. And then the other thing is if you do see one, put a tumbler over them. But actually, some of them are so big that like a normal glass doesn't work, that we have to use lunch boxes in our house. We put a tumbler over it and then slide like a really thin chopping board underneath it. And then you can slowly call the guards to get them out.
Call the guards. Sure, they're doing nothing. Call the guards to get rid of the spiders in your house. How do you get over arachnophobia? Somebody texts me saying,
it's a serious thing, yeah.
I've beaten arachnophobia. Eventually, it was a long road. But
hypnotherapy is apparently amazing.
Really?
So there's loads of different reasons why you could, as I said, it usually starts in childhood with some sort of event. Mm. So definitely counselling, because it's all about getting yourself comfortable to the point that you can maybe get rid of one out of your house, or at least put the tumbler on it and ask someone else to do it. But like, it's a debilitating thing. Phobias of anything are awful, but definitely a GP would refer you to a counsellor that specialises in the area. Apparently hypnotherapy is absolutely amazing for it. Like, there's loads of different things, but definitely you need to do something about it because it's so debilitating on your life. It can affect, as you say, like a
sleep.
Yeah, and sleep, absolutely everything. So definitely your GP would link you in with somebody good, because you need to take a step towards getting through that phobia, or at least being able to cope with your phobia, because it'd really take over. And especially listening to us today, like, you'd be
freaked. Oh, we're freaked now. Thanks for
not
that.
Wearing clothes.
ICU nurse Sarah Kearns, thanks a million for coming in and giving us all that information. What I really liked about that is, what do you actually do when you get bitten? The first thing, because I never knew, you know, soap and water. You know, make sure it doesn't spread.
Cold compress. Elevate the area if you can. And then just if it gets red, just mark around the areas. Try not to scratch it. Mark around there. If you're bitten anywhere near your eyes is the other thing, you need to go to a doctor, because just in case. And then just if you go, pharmacy is a really good port of call in terms of creams and lotions and potions. If you're worried, if you start developing those hot cold flushes, it means that it potentially this bacteria's got into your body, so you need to go to a doctor.
So do all that and then go get therapy. We'll be right back. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.